You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is No Romance with Unfold, which is also the name of their brand new EP. And we've got Joel from the band chatting to us all the way over in Berlin. Morena, Joel, or good evening.
Hi, good evening.
How are you?
I'm all good, eh? Just chilling on the couch.
Nice. It's nice to chat to you. Some people might recognise your voice from your time on the news team here at BFM, but it's been a wee while and you've been overseas making some excellent tunes. Tell us a little bit about who's in No Romance.
So No Romance is me, Isaac Hickey from Astro Children, and Lucy Holiday, a friend that we both met over here, who is from Kent in the United Kingdom.
Oh, nice. And who plays what and does what in the band? Is it a collaborative writing process, or what's the deal?
So Isaac plays drums, I play a bit of guitar and a bit of bass, and Lucy plays the synthesizer. She's recently started playing a lot more guitar in our newer songs that we're writing, and she sings. Oh, and I forgot to mention, we also have a new member called Hannah, who is going to be playing some bass and some synth as well. but she's not in this EP.
So is that meaning you're sort of gearing up for more live stuff? How has it, because it's been a you know, weird year all over the world for trying to do live performances. Have you guys managed to sneak any in? Have you had any luck with actually getting out and playing some gigs?
Oh, no. Like, even before COVID, we were finding it super hard to get gigs in this city, eh? But we haven't played for about 2 years.
Right.
So we're really keen to do something soon.
I think that's nice. Bring on a new person, get all the parts all sorted out, and then you can really crack into it. What's the sort of vibe been like in Berlin for the last year?
It's like for the past 6 months, it's been quite nice. It's been like very free, and like everyone's getting vaccinated and things are quite okay. Although Delta is sneaking in, but the 6 months before that in winter were difficult. They were really hard. Like most of us, like most of my friends, myself included, lost pretty much all our work. We were sort of like giving each other whatever money we could borrow to each other to eat, and it was difficult, but every week we still had band practice, and it served as a time to help make this EP come into fruition, which has been nice.
Nice to have something as well that is kind of an outlet or something that's outside of what is a really stressful time to be creative and I guess see your friends as well. How did you find the writing process for this record?
The writing process has been nice. It sort of happened. Okay, so the EP is about Lucy's breaking up with her partner, and we sort of wrote it throughout the breakup, which was in the depths of lockdown.
And, double therapy.
we were sort of her like therapeutic team, but also it was therapeutic for us as well, I think. But the writing process has always been super collaborative between us. Like sometimes Lucy will come with a fully written chord progression, and then me and Isaac will put what we can, and sometimes we jam and just like put together what we can from what we hear that sounds good. It's very democratic. Isaac wrote that, I think, in an early interview, that they were like, it's a democratic process. I'm like, yeah, it's a good way to put it.
Yeah, and I think that's a nice way to make music as well, because it takes the pressure off any one person, but it also means you can all feel really involved in the final product. It must be a lovely thing to have an EP out now, you know, despite all of the things that's happened in the last year. This is such a gem of a record. How do you feel about it?
I'm happy. I feel really good. I feel like we all have a very short attention span, I think, and we're all like, okay, the next thing. And so we're writing really hard at the moment, and we really want to like make a hit, you know, like make something great. But also like this EP, I think it's super special, and I'm very happy with it. And I feel like it sort of captures a time nicely, and also I think like what we were talking about before, like everyone having a different like a democratic writing process, everyone having their own say. I think because we all have such a varied taste of music and different musical backgrounds, that sort of created something like new sound wise or like something that like everyone has put something into that feels unique to us. Like I feel like I can hear Isaac, and I can hear Lucy, and I can hear myself in this, and I can hear Nick as well, who produced it.
Yeah, it's a really cool album. Sonically, you've got a bit of sort of goth disco going on. You've got some classic shoegaze moments. What were you guys listening to, or did you listen to music when you were writing as well?
Yeah, we were listening to quite a lot. Like, I think I can only speak for me and a bit of Isaac, but I know I was listening to, during lockdown, a lot of Flying Nun and a lot of, like, early 80s, late 70s factory records, like those sort of dirty disco, post-punk sort of things. And I know Isaac was also listening to the Happy Mondays, which were also a factory records band for a bit. And so I think that's where the sort of inspiration for the dancey tracks comes from.
Yeah, you can hear that sound actually, but it does also sound really contemporary. Like quite often when you hear that sort of goth disco or that dirty disco sound, you get, it feels a bit like throwback. It can feel a bit throwback. This record really doesn't sound like that. It feels very contemporary, which I really like, because I think we miss that a little bit sometimes in that kind of gothic dance space a wee bit. Who else have you worked with on this project, Joel?
We worked with, the main person we worked with was Nick Rowan, who produced it, who really just like heard what we are trying to create and just added a new dimension and title together. Like, he's just got a beautiful voice and a beautiful understanding of music. And so we're going to keep working with him, and we're super happy to be involved with him. But also, we had some extra synths played and some extra bass by Theo Taylor from Father Vision Mother.
Nice.
Telly Mother Vision Father? Yeah, that's the one. He's a New Zealander also. He was based in Berlin for a while, but went back over lockdown and is now living in New Zealand. And also Amelia Berry mastered it, and it's always a pleasure to have her touch anything musically.
Sounds like a nice team you've got there. I'm really obsessed with the cover of this as well. You've got this sort of like synthetic person with flowers growing out of their back. It's beautiful and a wee bit Uncanny Valley as well. Did you guys have a bit of a visual world going on? We haven't really seen many music videos from you yet. Is that something that you're thinking about moving into at some point?
Okay, so there's two questions. First of all, the cover, this was a tough one for us because we had been thinking so long about, like, I've done so many different drafts on Photoshop. I'd done all our previous album art, but like nothing really sounded right. Like or felt right. We needed something that was more synthetic. So we talked to this this visual artist or digital artist, and her name's Harriet Davey. I worked on a film with her, and that's how I got to know her in Berlin. And she just was perfect for it. So we were like, look, we're going to get you in and get you to do that. And that's amazing. Like, I feel like visuals are super important. We're still trying to figure the visual style of the band out, but we're getting there. And for a music video, we don't have a plan yet. But Hannah, who recently joined the band, she's super keen on film. She's very good at it. And I also studied film, and I know Isaac has an amazing eye for film, and that they actually once wrote a full movie script for or like a concept for Astro Children.
That's so awesome.
But that never came to fruition, yeah. But I think we're all keen as to get on with visuals as well.
Awesome.
Well, keep moving.
I'm looking forward to seeing some of that, because it's quite world-buildy, this whole, it's a short EP, but it feels really deep, like you get really sucked into the space that you guys have created with it. What's next for No Romance?
Next is hunting down shows. We're playing this little secret festival just outside of Berlin soon, but I think that's going to be our first show in ages, and we don't have anything else show-wise ready, but we have a good set now, which is nice.
Cool.
And we're just writing constantly.
Awesome.
Like every week or twice a week, and we're recording and hoping to get an album or some more singles at least to you soon.
Fantastic. Well, it's a pleasure to be able to chat to you all the way over in Berlin at the moment, Joel. And I reckon we're going to have a listen to another track from Unfold now, Grasslands, one that I am particularly fond of at the moment. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. See you soon.
Ciao.
Yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.